Right, in the maintenance stage, the person has achieved change and has stabilized it and is maintaining it. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means a couple of things. First of all, it means that probably their change is resilient. It means that they've created a new bucket, if you like, and they are in that bowl or bucket, and getting them out of it is going to be quite hard. They will have achieved some track record, they will have some perspective over time that they can look back to, and they will have been seeing some results. It is easy then for us to think that the job has been done. And to a large extent, it has, but to another large extent, there is a risk in this maintenance phase, which is really around complacency and the deeper reassertion of conditioned responses based on long periods of time having behavior in a certain way. So let me be specific and give you an example. Somebody who's had a sedentary lifestyle that's involved no exercise for 25 years, has lived 25 years of their life in a certain way. They then get a health scare, hire themselves a wellness coach, they get into contemplation of change, they get into preparation, they get into action, they're highly motivated, they are reawakened to their purpose and meaning, etc., etc., and they radically change their life and the way they behave. Now, in that scenario, we'd think, great, but how long a period of time would we want to say they would want to pursue that new behavior before it was the dominant behavior? So, a year against 25 years is considerable, it's a considerable amount of time, but we don't really know if it's enough in terms of long-term stability of the change. So we really want to avoid being complacent about thinking about this period, and we want to make sure that we are really working to continue our client's connection to fulfillment of potential, meaning and purpose, all the drivers, all the positive drivers that pull them forward towards the goals that they now have created around meaning that are now achievable because of the changes they've made. So, important to make sure that we don't lose sight and think that the job has been done. There is a tendency in both the action and the maintenance stage to think that the job has been completed, but pretty much evidence shows us that people are not that bad at getting into action under certain circumstances, i.e., you can get action going with people. But as we've said all along in this program, the challenge is not getting action going, it's getting sustainable action and change going that becomes stabilized as the new norm, as the new environment in which a person lives and behaves and experiences their life. And that's really what our goal is, not provoking short-term change which peters out. So that's why planning is important. That's why we emphasize spending enough time on creating the right environment for change so that it's most likely to be successful over the long term.